attention to my words. Incline your ear to my saying.
For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith, which comes by hearing, and hearing the word of God, rightly divided here with power, authority, and conviction by Bishop Eddie Addy from the Macarius Church headquarters. This anointed teaching will challenge you, strengthen you, and equip you for a truly victorious life in the Lord. Be transformed as you listen.
Give attention to my words.
Let us pray. Father, thanks a million for your power. For there is a power in God that delivers, that sets free, that blesses, that helps. And so today we tap into that power. And by the entrance of your word, let your power be released. And I pray that everyone here under the sound of my voice, as we hear your word, as you speak through me, that our lives will be totally transformed. Thanks a million, Lord, for the great privilege of serving you and knowing you. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. You may be seated. Thanks a million. We are looking at the Joshua generation. Enlargement that came to them. And how enlargement will come to you too. You too will be enlarged. And whatever they experienced and went through, I pray that you too will glean mighty lessons from them and be blessed by them. We've looked at chapter 1. We've been on chapter 1 so far. And we are moving on. Now, chapter 3 is the... if it's a lesson, you can just put it in your pocket. One day you will need it. And in chapter 3, we begin today's lesson. And today we are looking at enlargement by being spiritual. Enlargement and spirituality. And right here from chapter 3, you learn a number of things about spirituality. Even though many people just, you know, say, oh, God will bless me, God will bless me, God will bless me. But you need to be spiritual if you are going to receive a certain enlargement from God. Are you listening to me? Or I would even say that be spiritual first too. Because when God even blesses you or shows some kind of prosperity and you are not spiritual, you can easily get spoiled by the prosperity and the blessing that has come your way. If you are a pastor, you are not spiritual. When your church grows and multiplies, you can easily get spoiled and change. Now, let's go to chapter 3 and begin our journey of spirituality. Joshua chapter 3 verse 1. He says, and Joshua rose early in the morning, and they moved from Shittim and came to Jordan. He and all the children of Israel and lodged there before they passed over. And it came to pass after 3 days that the officers went through the host. And they commanded the people, saying, when you see the ark of the covenant of the Lord your God and the priests, the Levites, bearing it, then ye shall remove from your place and go after it. Yet there shall be a space between you and it, about 2,000 cubits by measure, which is about 900 meters. Like from here to gate. So the Ark of Covenant will be moving and you have to leave a space like from here to the gate. Come not near unto it, that ye may know the way by which ye must go, for ye have not passed this way before. So right there, you learn one thing. Number one is understand and flow with spiritual protocols and order. I'm talking about enlargement and being deeply spiritual. Spirituality and enlargement. For those who don't write, I don't know how you receive messages in the church. Understand and flow with spiritual protocols and order. You see, here is the ark of God moving. The priests are leading. The people are following. But they have to keep a distance of 900 meters. Somebody say, but if the ark is going, the priests are slow. I walk faster than the priest. So let me just go ahead of them. And why do I have to be so far from them? Because if it is showing us the way, it's better when we are nearer, then we see that they are going. But God says, keep 900 meters, 1,000 cubits, 2,000 cubits, I should say. Hey! So, deeply spiritual people, they respect order. Do you understand? Don't come here. Don't go here. Stay here. Don't move here. You see, because you can just say that, but we are all going. Why should we have a distance? Why should the priest be ahead? We can all go. We can all be ahead. It's not like that. There is order in God's things. Yeah. So as they were going into their place of enlargement, God was drawing their attention to the fact that there are also protocols. Don't just say, pray for me or do this for me. Oh, is it not just, let me just go. Clap, let me go and see the bishop. What do you mean? Let me just, small boys. What do you mean? Oh, me, I cannot wait to see you. I cannot wait to see you. Well, when I come, I see so many people. I can't wait to see you. I'm off. There are protocols to be observed in the things of God. And sometimes stay here, wait here, register for this conference. Do you understand? Like, we are calling on everybody who is here to engage yourself, register, forgive thyself, pastors, and you see the struggle. Because people don't understand and say, register. Say, why? They register. This. Someone say, every day they are collecting money from us. Every day they have money for registration. But I've been paying tithe. Even that, bring your tithe. You see, there are spiritual protocols to be observed. It's not just God bless me, God change my destiny, God enlarge me. God will enlarge you. But as you are going on your journey for enlargement, you will see that there are things to observe. Do order, follow the order. And you come to your place of enlargement. Clap for Jesus. Number 2. Verse 5. And Joshua said unto the people. What did he say? Sanctify yourselves, for tomorrow the Lord will do wonders among you. Sanctify yourselves, for the Lord will do wonders among you. Number 2. Deeply spiritual people understand why they must sanctify themselves. Yes. Sanctify yourselves, for tomorrow the Lord will do wonders among you. Sanctify means to consecrate or to make holy. Yes. If you have a good Bible like what I have, you will see that there is a little Strong's number on it, and then you can see the words that are there. To be set apart, to be consecrated, be hallowed. Do you see? To show oneself sacred, or to be holy, simply put. So sanctify yourselves is an instruction for preparation for impartation. God is preparing you for impartation, and he says, sanctify yourself. You are quarreling, fighting, doing all kinds of wrong things, and then you come and say, Lord, enlarge me and change my destiny. I'm going ahead. I'm climbing an aeroplane. I'm going to America. I'm going here. And you are, when you leave, even you have not left the church, there are people in the church you don't talk to. And there are people, you see them and you give them, you know, ladies, the Bluetooth quarrel. Make your face. And they can see that there's a quarrel. Yes. Fight with your husband, fight with your wife, quarrel, bitterness, everything. Then when it's time for church, you come, wear your nice dress, polish your face nicely, wear your shoe, wear your kaftan, and then come and be there like, I mean like an angel who has just arrived from heaven. Yes. And it's not only church. The sanctification is not to be sanctified for church. That when you are coming to church, forgive all, don't quarrel again. And when you come to church, so some people say that you today is an equestria that me kwaba or odia me kwa church about. I don't want to do anything with you that will spoil my approach to the presence of God in church. So it's like when you are coming to church, there. You want to keep yourself from quarrelsomeness. Now they are mekoba. Now when I return, I deal with you. Hey! So there are people who have put their quarrel on pause. Yes, it's on pause. As soon as we share the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, the communion, fellowship. Go ahead. Even the quarrel started on the text message. And then you put it, it's like, you respond to this one because you are going to church. I'm in church. Then after the grace, then you pick your phone again and say, hey. And you said what? And you said what? Meaning that let's continue from where we left off before I went to church. Sanctify yourselves. For tomorrow, the Lord will do wonders among you. Yes. All of us must sanctify, cleanse our hands, cleanse our hearts, cleanse our bodies. Yes, cleanse our thoughts and minds. If the Lord is going to do wonders, sanctification must come. It's preparation for impartation. It's preparation for wonders. It's preparation for miracles. It's preparation for enlargement. God will enlarge you. Sanctify yourself. Are you listening to me? Joshua told the people, sanctify. Make yourself, consecrate yourself to the Lord. Like, separate yourself from evil things. Do you understand? Tomorrow is not bath. Is it even when they are going to do surgeries? Do you see? They prepare you. Like, and they sanctify. Hey, they will wear you, the dress you take to the hospital is not the dress you wear into the operating room. They will not allow you to wear this, your dress, that as you are walking in town, bacteria and all kinds of impurities and so on. Yes, and then you too know, even though you are bathed, when you go, they will bath the area. Yes. And shave you. Yes. Those of you who don't shave, you will see shaving, Papa B. They will shave you everywhere. Most of 4:11 that you are lying down. Because they are sanctifying you. Because their doctor will do wonders in your life. Is that not doctor? Is that not so? A woman is going to deliver. I mean, the place must be sanctified everywhere. Huh? A surgeon is here. Ah, you see? Every time I talk about surgery, then you are sitting right in front of me. Eh? Do you sanctify? Do you clean? Eh?
Yes, Bishop, we cleanse everything over there, and then we shave very well to reduce the level of the bacteria in that area. Yeah, and then after that we drape. We use a special cloth to cover the body, and then we expose the area that we are going to work on before we do the incision to enter the body cavity. Yeah. You see, the people are even tense. It's like, hey, is it me that they are going to cut or something? No, they won't cut you. May God never put you on an operating table. May God deliver you from something like that. But what the leader of the nation, is Joshua, was saying that God is going to do something wild tomorrow. If you are not spiritual, you don't, it's like, yeah, but if I'm, whatever. But the squeezing of your face and your boredom and your anger, do you see, is preventing a certain mighty hand of God to move in your life. You may not know, you don't know that. Because you are not spiritual, it doesn't mean anything to you. Some attitude be. So, if somebody is being attacked, if I go to church, then what? So what? And so what? And so what? And so soak my Gary. Hey! But today, God is telling you, sanctify yourself, for tomorrow the Lord will do wonders among you. Turn on your spiritual antennas and let it mean something to you. Yes. Sanctify yourself. Stop that pornography on your phone. Delete it. For tomorrow, God will do wonders among you. God will do wonders. God will do wonders. I don't know whether anybody is ready for wonders. Wonders. Talking about wonders. Even when doctors want to do wonders. And it's wonderful. Some of the things that doctors do is wonderful. Hey. It's wonderful. Can cut you like this from here. Damn. Open your chest. And I know a guy. I think he hit his chest. He had an accident. His chest hit the steering. And the chest bones, they broke. They cut him here. They opened the chest and joined the small bones. Hey, human beings are wild. And this man here, he can do some. If you like, break. Bring your chest, you see. You say the body cavity. When he was described, that so people were quiet. Said, hey, will he do it to me? Yeah. I was in the room when my daughter was delivering the twins. Hey, they cut her open, and she was talking to us still. Wonders. They took out the boy first, because he was lying on top. Took him out. The girl, no, they went inside like this and put the hand around the head and did something like as if you are scooping ice cream. Have you seen how they scoop ice cream? They remove the head like this from some inside somewhere there, and then I said, hey, wonders. And see how they prepare. See how they cleanse. See how they shave. See how they put all kinds. Don't you have something you smear? Do you paint something on the skin? What is that? What is something? Yes, it's a povidone iodine.
Because people have bathed. Why do you have to do that?
Even though you have bathed, there's still a lot of bacteria there. So if that is not done.
And then some of you don't bath well.
So if that is not done, the risk of infection is very high. And the infection will delay your wound healing. You know,
it can kill you.
Yes, it can kill you. Call it surgical site infection. Surgical site infection.
Yeah. Can have surgical site infection. They are cleansing bacteria. Because something wonderful is about to be done in your life. And God is saying, wonders are coming. Wonders are coming. Wonders are coming. Sanctify yourselves. For tomorrow, I declare tomorrow, somebody will see wonders. I said tomorrow, somebody will see wonders. Wonders in your life. We are not spiritual, and they say sanctify us. Oh, what is that? Always worrying us. Forgive. Oh, what is forgiveness? I mean, oh, I hate you. I hate you. We are there near, can also forgive. When you do something, we are talking, say we should forgive. Nonsense. I don't forgive, Bia. Really? Are you ready? Are you ready for impartation? Are you ready? That's why sometimes God delays some things for us, because you are not ready. When he does it, you will change so much that he won't even recognize you yourself. Pride is in you so much. You say you want to marry. Marriage with pride is not easy. Oh. Hey, pray that your spouse is not proud, whether boy or girl. Sanctify. Try yourself. Pray for, Lord, forgive me. Lord, cleanse my heart. Cleanse my thoughts. Cleanse my hands. Cleanse my mind. David said, purge me with hyssop. I think it's hyssop, because the type of soap that it can cleanse the most the dirtiest of things. Hyssop. Yes, cleanse me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Wow. Purge me with hyssop. Purge. Purge. Cleansing. Oh yes. Thank God for the blood. The blood. Always plead the blood. Lord, I plead the blood. Lord, let the blood wash. Let the blood cleanse me. Let the blood. Oh God. Lord, I'm too quarrelsome. There's no peace. Whether it's home, whether it's with my boss, I don't know why I'm always quarreling with people. I don't know why. I can't seem to control myself. Father, let the power, the cleansing power of the blood. Have you been to Jesus for the? Is there a song like that? Have you been to Jesus for the cleansing? Are you washed in the blood of the? How does it start? Have you been? Oh, Ghana for a month, hymns, man. Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are your garments spotless? Are they white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you washed in the blood? In the full cleansing power of the blood. In the soul cleansing power of the blood. How does it start? Have you been to Jesus for the cleansing power? Have you been to Jesus for the cleansing power? But you are changing from today. I said you are changing from today. Be spiritual. Sanctify yourselves. For tomorrow, the Lord will do wonders among you. Get ready for sanctification. Yeah, set yourself apart. Set yourself, go aside and consecrate yourself to God. The Lord, I'm determined. Here am I. I'm your servant. Personal fast, personal retreats. Do you see? It's a type of setting yourself aside. Everybody is eating. You alone. You set yourself apart to fast for spiritual purposes. God will do wonders in your life. Number three. Real spiritual authority comes from God and not human appointment. Are you there still? Joshua spake unto the priest, saying, take up the ark of the covenant and pass over before the people. And they took up the ark of the covenant and went before the people. Verse 7. And the Lord said unto Joshua, this day will I begin to magnify thee in the sight of all Israel, that they may know that as I was with Moses, so I will be with you. Oh, this day, will I begin to magnify you in the sight of all Israel, that they may know that as I was with Moses, so I will be with you. And thou shalt command the priests that bear the ark of the covenant, saying, when you are come to the brink of the water of Jordan, you shall stand still in Jordan. Hey! The command of Joshua was going to be power. God said that today I will show to the people that I have called you. Yes. So don't be in the church and just vie for promotion and recognition. I said, don't vie for promotion and recognition. God is the magnifier of everyone he appoints. God is the one who magnifies. I'll magnify you. I'll prove to the people that as I was with Moses, I'm also with you. And you know what? God uses various miracles that you see. Somebody that God is using. The crowds that are gathered. The word that is preached that touches you in a certain way. All of them are all signs to you that God has chosen somebody and God is magnifying somebody to you. And when you see it, see that God is using someone. Don't see, because we are all human beings. I mean, if Jesus came and told us that he's the Messiah, I mean, honestly, it's not easy to accept when, I don't know, do you have any carpenter in your area? We used to have a carpenter at Koligono called Atoko. Now, Atoko, something is, maybe we need a board, like a board, display board. They bring plywood, then there's a button, depend on the size we ask him to make, then he overlays it with maybe a black sheet or white sheet, depending on what we want to display, and then he'll come and put it on the wall. Atoko. Call Atoko to come and call Atoko to Atoko. Hey, Charlie, this chair is broken. Call Atoko, the carpenter. Now, if tomorrow this Atoko comes, he says that the Spirit of the Lord is upon me and that he has anointed me to preach the gospel. Ah, honestly, me myself, I will not follow him. I'm glad that I was not there in Jesus' time. Or if you know Atauko, there's no reason. In fact, the Bible says there's no beauty in him that you should desire him. Exactly the description of Atauko. There's no beauty in him that you should desire him. Let me check about it. And he's never angry. He'll do everything you ask him to do. It's not easy to see human beings who say that they represent God. Hebrews 5 verse 1 says that every high priest is taken from among men. Hebrews 5 verse 1, for every high priest is taken from among men. Among men. As we are sitting here, a high priest is taken from among men. And he ordained for men. Ordained for men in things pertaining to God. That he may offer both gifts and sacrifices for sins. The person who is amongst us is the one who has been taken from amongst us and ordained to minister in things that relate to God who is in heaven above. It's not easy to just accept him as the high priest. There has to be a magnifier. God is the one, and God said, this day I will. And when you are not spiritual, you don't respect God's appointment. But God didn't come in front of you and show you in your dream that my daughter, what's your name again? Myra. This day, Bishop Eddie is your bishop. Take him seriously. Myra. You now, your sleep will finish from that moment. And then, do you think you even call me? You will run to my house or you run to the office and wait for me for 7 hours before I come. And you will be there calmly, coolly. Hey, me, perhaps that an angel has spoken to me about you. Hey, I'm waiting. Today, dear, you have to lay hands on me. Hey, the angel said I should take you seriously. I think I've been joking with you. I told my boss, today he should give me day off. I'm with my bishop. And God uses things. It's up to you. But you see, even Moses, God did mighty things with him. And they saw God's hand powerfully. And still they rebelled. So don't think that when you have a person, maybe it's not because you haven't seen any powerful thing. Powerful things can be seen. But if you are not spiritual, you will still be spoiled. Spiritual authority is not human appointment. I may be called bishop, but my real spiritual authority is from God. And that's why sometimes I'm able to preach the things I preach. Yes. And you can't see how I can preach what I preach. Because when you read the Bible, you didn't see those things. Today, what I'm saying, you can't see. If I command, you see, you receive that commandment because this person, God has sent him to my life. And whatever he's commanding me, I ought to do it. Because that is God using a man. That's why he told Joshua that, today I'll prove to the people that as I was with Moses, I'll be with you the same way. Yeah, I'll prove to them. And then he said, and you will command the priest. At a point, if you command the priest, they'll say, who are you? But when God magnifies you in their eyes, because God, your eyes must be open. Or eye must open. Your eye must, yes, your eye will open. When you baby, and you will see the, oh, sorry, I've not looked at you well. I'm sorry for the way I've related with you as my pastor, my father, but that's not, I've not related well. But I've seen something. When Cornelius was in his house, an angel appeared to him and said, go to Joppa. There's a man called Simon. He is living in the man called Simon at the tanner's house. And when you go, he will tell, go and call him. He will come and tell you what to do. An angel appears to a man and tells him, a man will tell you what to do. That's magnifying an office. And many of us, you see, God will open your, pray for God to open your eyes, because the blessing that God has for you is locked in my spirit. Or in the spirit of any man of God, God gives to you. And your ability to connect to that grace and anointing is what will determine how far you go and how enlarged you become. And those who, the other day she was telling me that her husband says she should come and see me about an issue in her office, her life. And she said that, hey, I'm very happy with the confidence he has in you. Yeah. Because it's like a person really believes, must believe you to recommend highly that this problem you have, go and see Bishop now. Because when he talks to you or says something, it will come to an end. You see, and it is that faith that makes the things happen. And it is that receptivity that makes you experience enlargement. It is that connection. That's why he told the people, the pastor told the people that, believe in the Lord your God so that you be established. Believe his prophets. You will chalak. You will prosper. Now, it's not easy when you are going to battle for a man to tell you that, don't take soldiers first, take singers first. See, and that's why God shows you a thing or two. Every now and then, there's a testimony, there's a miracle, and so on. And sometimes, God also knows that more miracle doesn't really mean more believing. It's very mystical. Because you would have thought that they came through the, even Joshua, they parted the Jordan. Jordan is a river. In fact, if you have been to Jerusalem before, Jordan is like a stream. But they say in Israel that everything is magnified in Israel. Are you listening to me? He said, believe in the Lord your God, you'll be established, and believe his prophet, you will prosper. If you meet a man and he's telling you things, if God has not opened your eyes to see him, you cannot believe some of the fantastic things that will make wonders in your life. Can't believe it. You can't believe it. So, Satan also tries to discredit men of God, myself, other men of God general. For you to see us as con men, always looking for your money. And if you look at Jesus' ministry, virtually nobody who received a miracle from him, you know, like if he healed a blind or did he not tell them that your faith has made you whole. Your faith has made you whole. Your faith has saved you. Your faith has made you whole. Your faith has saved you. It's like your ability to believe Jesus is what is bringing the wonders. He told the woman said, I was trembling. She said, the Bible says that she had an issue of blood for 12 good years. No doctor could help her. No amount of money could help her. But when she heard of Jesus, that he was passing by, she said within herself, if I may but touch. She didn't tell Jesus. Neither did Jesus tell him her that if you touch my clothes, something will happen. She said it within herself because faith rose in her heart. Personal faith. And when she saw the type of person who was coming, she said, this person, I don't need him to lay hands on me. I don't need him to embrace me. I don't need him to even speak into my life directly. If only I can quietly touch the hem of his garment, because he's so powerful that even just the dress he's wearing can do wonders in my life. That's why God magnifies. When you see our prophet, God has magnified him. Yes. It was said of Jesus that God has approved him by mighty signs and wonders. A man approved by God through mighty signs and wonders. So when you hear testimonies, don't just say, oh, even you can hear them, your first inclination will be that, oh, Kai, it's not true. They've paid the people to come and say what they are saying. So all those things, they reduce your esteem of a man of God who is leading you into your enlargement. And you see some people, because you don't have such a high regard, now they see you, now they don't. Now you see, but if you really get a good connection, I tell you that, oh, you see rivers and streams of blessings and blessings and blessings. So you command the priest now. When he says, priest, stand, they stand. When he says, cross, you cross. Now the people themselves, when he said, walk around Jericho once a day, they were walking. God has showed them something. God has manifested himself to in Joshua's life in a certain way. May God open your eyes to see your man of God properly. Number four. Last but one, we close. Last but one. Are you there or you've gone home?
Yeah.
They are interested in things. Spiritual people are interested in things that come from the Holy Spirit. Yes. And they develop their spirit man. In Joshua 4, verse 1, it says, and it came to pass when all the people were clean passed over Jordan, that the Lord spake unto Joshua, saying, take ye 12 men out of the people, out of every tribe, a man. And command ye them, saying, take ye hence out of the midst of Jordan, out of the place where the priest's feet stood firm, 12 stones, and ye shall carry them over with you, and leave them in the lodging place where ye shall lodge this night. Then Joshua called the 12 men whom he had prepared of the children of Israel, out of every tribe a man. Okay? Now you go and stand, the priests are standing in the river. And then he says, take 12 stones out of the river. Take 12 stones. If you are not spiritual, you say, Ebos, you're the. You see, you don't understand it. Now you are not spiritual. I say, why is God letting you take stones? Stones, what are they going to do for an altar? Are they going to build an altar with it? No, there's no altar. God is instructing, take out stones. Take out stones. And Joshua all this time, he's just obeying God in what God told him. If you meditate there in day and night and observe to do. So it's like, if you do the things I'm telling you, you will have good success. So he said, take stones. God says I should take stones, 12 of them. So everybody, Simeon, Levi, here, Gad, Asher, Naphtali, all of you, take stones. Bring one man each. Everybody will carry the stone on his shoulder and go and leave it where they are going to camp. And leave it there. Now I would even say that the river that is flowing, the Jordan, it typifies or represents the Holy Spirit. Like when we hear river, you know, out of your belly shall flow rivers. Rivers symbolize the Holy, or typify the Holy Spirit, symbolize. And they are taking stones out of the river. It means that they are taking things from the Spirit. So when you are spiritual, you take things from the Spirit. You are interested in things that come from the Spirit. It doesn't mean make logic sense, but it makes sense spiritual. So they take the things from the Spirit and not from the flesh. You are not just a human being who is just a body walking around. Is that Nima? Are you here or you have gone home? Okay. Beautiful. They take things from the Spirit. When you are preparing for enlargement, you must be spiritual. Amen. Because your man is a spirit, primarily you are a spirit. You live in a body, which is the flesh, which is your body that we can touch. And then you have a soul, which is your mind and emotions, which make you feel the things around and analyze the things around and come out with conclusions and how to maneuver in this world. Your soul. You are a living soul. Now all these three parts, your body, your soul, your spirit, can be developed. Those who develop their soul, they are more into academics, intelligence, studying, mind, intellectual, academics. Do you see? Analysis, data. Yes, that's mind. Develop reading and studying and telling things that you know. Do you see? And also emotions. Like they are more into emotions, feelings, girlfriend, boyfriend, beloved, love, marriage. Emotion, how to be emotionally high, emotionally low, how to feel happy, where you are on the way to where you are going. That's soul. Soulish people are very emotional people and very feeling and those type of things. Fleshly people are into strength, bodybuilding, macho men, body strength, gym work. Yes. And then what to eat, not to eat. Do you see? They can buy papaya, half bucket of chicken and other water. They don't eat egg with the yolk. Because of what? Cholesterol. Hey! They don't eat oil, fried oil. They are into olive oil. And then oil-free cooking. The other day I saw a man come to my house. He says he sells air fryer. You don't use oil. You can cook without oil. When they finished the food, I said, Jesus, okay, let me taste. When I tasted it, he said, over time you get used to the taste. I said, hey, at the age of 60 something, I'm now going to get used to something at this my age. See, you are into dieting, you know. You don't eat ice cream. You don't eat after 4:30. This type of, you know, it's like physical strength. Yeah. You are into walking, aerobics. Do you see? You have gym wear, shoes for, sneakers for running shoes. You play soccer in the evening. You see, that's flesh. And you see that the stronger your flesh, the more fleshly and sensual you are. And those who are into flesh are more into gratification of the desires of the flesh. When your stomach is hungry, it's your flesh. You can't fast because of that. When your eyes see beautiful girls, they are your weakness. Because the eyes have been trained to see far and to check that this, and the soul too has added itself with the emotional high, emotional low. So now I know what gives me the high and the kick. When I get that type of girl, oh, life's gonna be sweet. Hi, baby. You won't come to me, baby. If I get a half caste, share. If I get a buxom majesty, like a very buxom majesty, like a vono mattress, but it's a human being walking in town. Oh, you are joking. So you see that you are into fleshly things and you easily fight, quarrel, shout, talking. Those are people who have developed their flesh and have not had time for the spirit. But the spirit man has to be developed. Yes. And that's why they take things from the spirit. They put their hand in the spirit. They receive revelations by the spirit. Guidance by the spirit. They cannot marry without his guidance. They cannot enter into business partnerships without checking what the spirit is saying at this time. You see, you have to be spiritual. Because preparing for enlargement, it doesn't come by just shouting, enlarge me, enlarge me, enlarge me. There is also spirituality. You got to be spiritual. In Ephesians chapter 3 verse 16, he said that he will grant unto you that you being strengthened with might, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might by his spirit in the inner man. There is an inner man in you. He needs to be strengthened. Yes. So God was showing them that take things from the spirit, be guided by the spirit, be led by the spirit, be moved by the spirit, be taught by the spirit, be led by the spirit. Don't just be around and just follow the crowd. Enter into the river of the Holy Ghost. Oh yes. Be spiritual. Be spiritual. Be a spiritual lady, sister. Be a spiritual lady, wife. Be a spiritual husband. A spiritual husband. Not the spiritual husband who is from Mami Water or Mami something. A spiritual husband that you dream about having sex with you. I'm talking about being spiritual. A lot of people are not spiritual. And spirituality is enhanced by the word of God. Which the Bible says is the word. The word is desire the sincere milk of the word that you may grow thereby. So when you are reading the word, either by the scriptures you are reading or by a message you are listening to, you are boosting your spirit. You are growing in the spirit. Jude 20 says, ye beloved, building yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. Prayer also and boosts your spirituality. Yes. So build your spirit, man. People who are deeply spiritual, they are concerned about what they are putting inside. The Bible says that if you sow to your flesh, you will reap corruption. And there are many people who are sown to their flesh. Just watching movies, watching, you see, what your eyes see, what your ears hear, what your feelings imbibe. They are all things that are building you up, but you don't know. A lot of Nigerian movie watching, without knowing, you are being pastored. And your mind is being shaped by the things you are watching. Series. Most of the series, telenovela. This one has married this one, but he likes this one. So they broke up. Then they were married this one, but he was married to this one. But they have not divorced though. But this one also comes, and she goes to visit. She goes to the office. She comes to the house. And they go out. And the husband too is there. And the husband too is also not happy with the wife. So he has also found another girl. So the husband is working here. Their wife is also working here. While the husband is in this thing with his girlfriend in Acapulco Bay, her wife is with the man in Bahamas. So you'll be watching these things, and what you don't know is that it's training you. When you marry, you'll be surprised that it will all be manifesting in your home. It's like God has brought you to a beautiful home, but your mind can't stay straight. You see, in Acapulco Bay with a girl, because I saw a man who was also married and was in Acapulco Bay with a girl. So where are you? Where are you? Oh, I'm on my way. Traffic. What traffic? What traffic? There's no traffic on the road. Oh, okay. Look at the video. No, it's not today's video. It's not. Oh, it's like you cannot escape. Because the person is corrupted from all the things you have watched and have eaten you up. So when what is coming out is just suspicion, accusation, slander, fault finding. You can't enjoy. God has put a table before you in the presence of your enemies and you cannot enjoy it. There's nothing spirit and spiritual. And the person is asleep, then you tiptoe. Then you go and take his thumb and open his phone. Then you are checking. From LP Rosemont. Eh? What's he saying? I miss you. You are not in church on Sunday. I miss you. Why is she telling that he misses you? What is the missing about? What is she missing? And what has she been missing? And what is the missing about? And what do you do for her that she is missing? Hey! Bohu said, we are see have turned upside down. From that day, you see that you can't enjoy the marriage. Most marriages are spoiled by all these corrupted minds and corrupted emotions. You have to be spiritual by praying. Find your own, consecrate yourself somewhere, set yourself apart, and go and pray to God and say, Lord, work on my character, my heart, my mind, my body. Work on me, Rade. Okay, I say, I cast a weight on God. It's because we want you to become a pastor. It's to make you, prepare you for enlargement, for the coming and enlargement. God will do wonders among you. He will do it. And then finally, he said to them that when your children ask about the stones that you have put at your lodging place, when they ask for it, what should you say? He says, we are in Joshua. He says, when they ask you what they mean, what should you do? What should you tell them? He says, that this may be a sign among you, verse 6. That when your children ask their fathers in time to come, saying, what mean ye by these stones? Then ye shall answer them and say that the waters of Jordan were cut off before the ark of the covenant of the Lord. When it passed over the Jordan, the waters of Jordan were cut off, and those stones shall be for a memorial unto the children of Israel forever. So spirituality involves memorials, remembrances, and remembrances of what the Lord has done and the people God has used in your life. Remembrance, spirituality involves remembrances, memory and memorials of the things God has done in your life and the people God has used in your life. Yes. That's why I say, take the stones out of the spirit, out of the river. Take the stones and put them there. One day your children will ask, why do we have stones standing here like that? Then you will tell them that, when we're coming from Egypt on the other side, we were on the other side, though. Jordan was on the other side. And the Lord took all of us. We couldn't swim, but he took all of us over dry land. The waters of the Jordan were cut off. That's why we are here today. And this is to remind you that God brought us out and brought us through the river on dry land. Let's remember it for the rest of our days, forever. If somebody does something good for you, if your children ask you, Daddy, your car is nice, so how did you get your car? You should be able to tell your father, God is the one who helped me by the grace of God. And then you tell them, yes, but there was a man who employed me. There was a man who trained me. There was a man who led me to get this car. And his name is this. Then you mention the name of a person God has used in your life as a memorial. When you are not spiritual, it doesn't mean anything to you. But when you are spiritual, you remember things. You set memorials. You document them. You have somebody's photo on your wall. Yeah, because that person is very precious and important. Yeah. When they ask, when your children, because your children, they ask questions. They ask questions. What is this? Why do you always call Bishop Dag? Yes. You don't know where he has brought me from. Yes. Forever. Somebody said, do I have to say thank you to you forever? Yes. You have to say thank you forever. And it must sober you down forever till you die. Somebody paid your fees at a junction of your life when you had no one to look after you. You've forgotten. You are not spiritual. That's why it doesn't mean anything to you. But forever in your life, you have to say, he told them, where is the scripture? He said, then ye shall answer the children who are asking the question that the waters of Jordan were cut off before the ark of the covenant of the Lord. When it passed, not that we have some swimming skills, so, you know, or that as a leader, I knew the movement of the river and the shallow parts of the Jordan. Hey, Joshua, you know the shallow parts of Jordan. And you know that it was when they put the ark and the priest, their foot stepped in the water, it dried up. It cut off from here. The one that was coming from up above stood up. And the one downstream also stood still. And then you passed over. Every one of you passed by. Then you've forgotten. And you've made yourself forget. Because maybe the person said something that you are not happy about along the line. It doesn't change the help and the blessing that the person has been to you. Yeah. Forever, I'm grateful. Thank you, Bishop Doug Ward Mills. Thank you for changing my life. Thank you. When my father died, before he died, it was 81. I asked him, I was in Prempeh College, which should I go to? He said, go to Achimota. It was not in my mind at all. It was not like I gave my father options that, I'm thinking about Achimota, I'm thinking about... No, he told me that I should go to Achimota. My mind would have gone back to Prempeh. Because from 3 days to call SP. Because I wear glasses and I read publicly. But when the people are made to read, even the seniors, you see them, they'll be shaking in their mouth and then they are trembling. When they ask me to go and read, I just read. My reading Bibles are all my life. If they say I should read the Bible, what is strange about reading the Bible? I just go and read confidently. Because it's my scriptures. It's my Bible. But, hey, you are very confident though. Hey, this one there, SP. I say, hey, that's not how they do SP. But they used to call as like a nickname, SP. So I felt that if I go back, I can get pushed. Menya Krada, Menya Daniel Hall Prefector. I will not suffer out the whole year. But my father said, go to Achimota. And to Achimota I went. And Achimota is where I met Bishop Dag. Yes. And since I met him, he is the one who led me, prayed for me to receive Holy Ghost baptism. He is the one who recommended me to the executive. I was from Prempeh College, a foreign boy. He said, this boy can be the SU president. He's with me on that company. I know him. He will do well. Let's make him the leader of the Achimota is 2 compound, east and west. The east is the main campus. That's where the school, the lectures, everything. Lectures are not different. Classes. Yes. Assembly hall. Everything is on that side. Administrative block. Everything is on that side. Then the west is like an additional extension be where you go. So you walk always to that side, very far before you go for classes. So the east is where the real original people, that's where they come from. So I was sent to the west. Then it was called House 12. Now they call it Fraser House. Because the numbers, the house as an afterthought. So this house 11, house 17 for the girls, and then house 18 and house 7, house 12 for the boys. So I was in house 12. He said, make him the SU president. They made me the SU president. So I became SU president in Achimota from Prempeh College because of Bishop Dark's recommendation. Yes. So all the original students who were in the school from Form 1 to sixth form, scripture union from form one. I was their president. They became vice president, secretary, organizing secretary, prayer secretary, and those type of house reps and things. But me, the foreigner from somewhere, Bishop Dark said he can be the president. They made me the president. He introduced me to Calvary Road and made me join the group and learned how to pray, a certain way of praying. Calvary Road. And singing and ministering and evangelism. Took me to many evangelistic trips and nice, beautiful Christian programs. Then when he formed a Calvary Road branch on campus and he left to medical school in Kwalebu, he said, I should be the leader of the group. Yes. And then one day he said, God is leading him to start a church. He wants me to join. And I just joined the church. And he made me the worship leader. Yes. These are memorials. When you are spiritual, you have memorials and remembrances. When you are not spiritual, you are, oh, kind. Oh, yeah, where am I meeting my head? If he paid my fee, does it mean that what is God? Oh, you are talking like an unspiritual person. And they took the stones. And they were not stones. When you hear stones, you think they are. He said, put them on your shoulder. It means they were huge boulders. Not small. If it was small, you would not have. They put it on their shoulders and carried it to the camp. So your children will ask, 12 stones here. What do they mean? Then you will tell them, we were coming, we got to the Jordan. And God said, let the ark enter. The priest will go first. When they entered, the rivers dried up. And all of us crossed to the other side. And this is the doing of the Lord. It is marvelous in our eyes. That same God must be your God. That same God must be your God. That same God must be your God. Oh, children of Israel, the God who brought us through the Jordan must be your God. Have remembrance and memorials. Today I'm here. Bishop Dad. Ninina Bishop Dad. I have to be grateful forever. Not sometimes. Even if I'm not happy, I'm still grateful. If he ever rebukes me, I'm forever grateful. Yes. If he replies my text, I feel so happy. Do you see? God, you may think that he replies my text like every second. Sometimes I can send a text, he has not replied. Has not affected me. If he gets the chance to ever reply. If he doesn't reply, it's not a problem. It's probably because he feels that Pierre, the way he is, if I don't reply his text, it's not a problem. As some of you, the person whom you have respected and loved, if you send a text, he doesn't reply 1 day, 2 days, 3 days, 1 week, 1 month. That's it. Won't send many texts again. Nonsense. But it's a forever thing. So you to be for a memorial unto the children of Israel forever. Forever means till you die, till death parts you. It's forever. Learn it, oh. If you are not spiritual, it may not mean anything to you. But if you are spiritual, this is what you are into, memorials and remembrances. Spirituality makes you remember things. It's spiritual people. It's unspiritual, unfortunate fools. They are the ones who say, my father, he just brought me to this world. Even as we are talking, can't you see what you are saying? That is something to be grateful for. He just brought me to this world. Do you know what it means? They just brought in him. And the mafia would they cast a crown, if it was not your father, and say, hey, but he didn't look after. Do you know why? Do you know why? Akwalana would they who got any asiaba? I told you that I've learned some proverbs. When you see the eyes of a crab, you say they are sticks. Because you are a little boy. They are the eyes of the crab, but you say that they are sticks. The Lord bless you. The Lord help you. Oh yes. Lift your hand and just pray for yourself that you will turn into more spirituality. Not into sensual, carnal, into the Word, listening to messages, reading your Bible. Pray for that. Pray for that. Pray to be spiritual. There are many things God will bless you with. When you are not spiritual, you will even spoil it. You will spoil it. When the scripture says all things work together for good, you can't even believe. You won't accept it. Dark. Kai, how can it work for my good? How can this bad thing happen? Nonsense. I can't agree. I won't accept. Me, I'm throwing it away. I'll throw it away. Throw it away. And you will see whether you are blessed or not. Daliko safahada yagaza, Ramasota fande igaliga, salike fosi amahandala, zike isafile katamahando rogoja, marika sifie kafahandala ba, rika payagazi delebetaya. Take the things from the spirit, take the things from the spirit, draw from the spirit, draw from the spirit, draw from the spirit, draw from the spirit. Draw from the spirit, take from the spirit, draw from the spirit. Aliko Safide, Zia Kafanda, Ligerege Sikiada, Ramahana Lamakoranada, Rabendele Kosanda Limarade, Nipro Safra Mike Zabashike Darinaya, Iko Saya. Do you respect order, spiritual protocols, spiritual order? Arito Sabikavale. Blessed be God. No shandalama. Reta zimandalama. Reto sayagabadana lama manamana. Riedele musandana mahara. Rieka pala mishadala mishaba. Ela likora da sakata ya mirele. Idiele, idiele, idiele maruta. My God, my God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Yes. The things will come from the Spirit to guide you, to instruct you, to lead you.
Yes.
Pick from the things that are from the Spirit, not from the things that are from that are earthly and that are sensual and that are just fleshly and soulish. Not just from your mind, not just from books, you have secular things, but from the scriptures, from the Word, from the Spirit, from prayers, from the promptings of the Spirit. Oh yes. Father, I pray for everyone here. Oh yes. Take us higher. Take us higher. Take us to another level. Another level of spirituality. Another level of knowledge. Another level of experiencing you. Another level. May we go through our Jordan experiences. Jordan. Crossing the Jordan. Picking from the Jordan. Oh yes. Thank you. May we sanctify ourselves for the wonders that are about to happen tomorrow. Tomorrow there shall be wonders among you. Sanctify yourself. Set yourselves apart. Consecrate yourself to the Lord. Dedicate yourself to His cause. Father, we give you praise. In Jesus' name, amen. Ah, my God, Maraloshi Kedarabra Sandalabra Dali Mere, Oria Mahanda Gazadaria Mushiteria Brahandala. Thank you, Father. Thank you for the cleansing power of the blood. Pick up your communion right now. Pick up your communion. The cleansing power of the blood. It flows to the highest mountain and to the lowest valley. The blood is able to cleanse. The blood is able. Oh yes. It reaches to the highest mountain and then it flows even to the lowest valley. This is the body of Jesus. His body that was broken for us. To bring you healing. Receive that power. In Jesus' name. Prepare to consecrate yourself. Let this blood wash away your sins. Wash away your mistakes, your missteps. Dariko Shikia Kabahada. The blood washes to the highest mountain, to the finest of sinners. The blood cleanses and washes. Father, we thank you for the blood. Drink the blood. Your power. It never loses its power.
For it reaches to the highest
mountain, and it flows to the lowest valley. That gives me strength from death. You. Let the blood cleanse you. Cleanse your mind, cleanse your thoughts, cleanse your body. Cleanse you and make you every whit whole. For tomorrow, the Lord will do wonders among you. For tomorrow, the Lord will do wonders. Get ready for wonders. Wonders. Wonders of healing. Wonders of fibroids disappearing. Wonders of cancer disappearing. Wonders of viruses being terminated in your body. Wonders. Wonders. Father, we thank you for wonders. Wonders of orthopedic miracles. Of bone disease and joints, joint disease dislocation, wonders. Wonders of eyesight correction. Wonders of brain damage corrected. Wonders of blood clots that are healed. Barota sikaya tahanda laba. Wonders, oh my God, of babies that have not entered the womb, coming into the womb one more time. Arota chika darabata kadada. Zane kotaya makabadada. Wonders of doors that are opened by favor. Wonders, 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 wonders. Do wonders. Do wonders. Jesus' name. Wonders. Father, we thank you that wonders, wonders shall be an everyday occurrence for your people, for your members, in the mighty name of Jesus. As every head is bowed and every eye closed, if you are here today, you don't know Jesus as your personal Savior, I want to pray for you. Oh yes, I want to pray for you. Maybe somebody invited you, said, we are having Neighbors Sunday, Neighbors. And I want you to come. And today, you are here. But you don't know Jesus as your Lord and personal. If you are to die today, you are not sure that you make it to heaven. If you are here right now, I want to pray for you. Please come to me right in front here so I can pray for you.
Yes. Into my heart. Into
anybody here like that?
My heart.
Give me a minute. Give me a minute. Somebody invited you, but you don't know Jesus as your personal Savior. Please lift up your hand and let me see if you are here. You want to give your life to Jesus. Pastor, pray for me. I want to be serious. I want to be a serious Christian. I want to go to heaven when I die. come, just lift up your hand. Lift up your hand wherever you are standing. Maybe you are out there, but come to me. Lift your hand and come to me. Lift your hand and come to me. Lift your hand and come. God bless you. God bless you. Oh, keep coming. Don't be shy. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Listen. You know, sometimes you may even think you are a Christian, but you know that if Jesus was to come this afternoon, you are not ready. And wherever you are standing, even if today is your first time, something new can happen in your life. I'm just about to pray. Maybe you are even a Christian, but you want to rededicate your life. Oh yes, rededicate and say, Lord, I come to you afresh, and I want to serve you afresh. Wherever you are standing, while we are praying, come to me in the front here. God bless you. God bless you. Come to me in the front here. Come to me in the front here. Don't stand where you are. Something new has to happen in your life. Something fresh. Come to me in the front here. I want to pray for you. God bless you. So many people are coming. Join them. So many are coming. Join them. 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 Yes. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Lift your hands, those of you in front here, and say this prayer after me. Heavenly Father, have mercy on me and forgive me all my sins and make me a new person. Please write my name in the book of life. I'm yours forever. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you.
We have no doubt that you have received a blessing from the Word of God preached by Bishop Eddie Addy. Do join either of our Victory Secret Services from the Macarius Church Headquarters, East Egon Hills, Accra, this and every Sunday at 7:30 p.m. and 10:30 a.m. Connect with Bishop Eddie Addy on Facebook Live, YouTube, Instagram, and Twitter. God bless you and lead you in a series of victories.